This is On the Town from Classical South Florida. I'm Scott Blankenship. This week, a family-friendly concert with the Naples Philharmonic is coming up on June 1st. Two exciting plays in Fort Lauderdale will definitely satisfy your urge for dark comedies with a twist. And Orchestra Miami combines music, Masons, and a mosey through Miami's Lummis Park neighborhood. Orchestra Miami puts the finishing touches on its season with a concert called Masonic Mozart. It's part of a new series of concerts presented in some of Miami's most interesting and historic landmarks. Here's Orchestra Miami's artistic director, Elaine Rinaldi.
We're moving into slightly new territory, not in terms of the program or the repertoire, because it's a rather traditional program. One of the things that I feel strongly about with Orchestra Miami is that in our concerts we create community, and we bring music to places where you wouldn't expect to hear concerts. We want to make it an experience and make it easy and fun for you to come hear our concerts.
Elaine is very excited to present this concert in a Miami neighborhood you might not be familiar with.
The goal for this concert, and we'll have more like them in different neighborhoods, is to give you an opportunity to come experience a part of Miami you've never been to, hear a great concert, and then have a neighborhood walking tour by one of the History of Miami historians.
And with a title like Masonic Mozart, you can make a pretty good guess as to the music on the program.
The inspiration for this, of course, is the music of Mozart. And as we know, Mozart was a devoted member of the Masons, and several of his works were written for his brother Masons. And we have several of his pieces where you can see the Masonic influence, the symbolism is incorporated into the music.
They'll play the Overture to the Magic Flute, the Masons' Joy for tenor and orchestra, the Symphony No. 41, Jupiter, and his clarinet concerto. Masonic Mozart with Orchestra Miami, Sunday, June 8th at the Miami Scottish Rite Temple. Music starts at 4 p.m., and remember to wear your walking shoes for the neighborhood tour after the concert. OrchestraMiami.org. Sunday, June 1st, the Naples Philharmonic presents their Family Fair Spring Concert. This concert is always a fast-paced, fun, and family-friendly afternoon, with a program designed to be both entertaining and educational. If you aren't familiar with this series, Family Fair concerts are specially designed to engage young audiences with an interactive program, low-cost tickets, and a shortened running time. You can look forward to a few movements from Beethoven's Symphony No. 7, Mozart's Don Giovanni Overture, Mendelssohn's Midsummer Night's Dream, and plenty more. Music starts at 3 p.m. on Sunday, June 1st. ArtistsNaples.org. You still have a chance to catch One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest at Andrew's Living Arts Studio. You may have read the book, probably have seen the movie. Now you can compare both to Dale Wasserman's adaptation of Ken Kesey's breakthrough novel. The action takes place in a loony bin, a hospital ward of the 1960s in which the spoken lines quickly weave into an ever-tightening ball of guts and gumption, broken sporadically by the eerie, pre-recorded memories of a patient of Native American descent. The cast features some of the best talent South Florida has to offer. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest opens this weekend and runs through June 8th. Showtimes vary. Visit classiccreations.com. Remember all those adages about dogs? Well, playwright Sarah Kosar has a biting new work, and I know that's an awful pun, that shows many of those adages compel the story in ways that will surprise audiences. Hot Dog is an absurdist dark comedy in the vein of plays by Edward Albee and Samuel Beckett. The play centers on Marianne, a long-suffering daughter fed up with caring for her very demanding elderly mother, who's literally become the dog next door. Desperate for a new leash on life, Marianne recruits her sister, Carol, to return home and take over. What follows is equal parts funny, disturbing, and a thought-provoking take on family dynamics and what it means to give and receive care. Hot Dog, presented by Thinking Cap Theater at Nova Southeastern University, runs now through June 1st with evening and matinee performances. ThinkingCapTheater.com. That wraps things up for this week. You can hear On the Town on Thursdays at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. and Friday mornings at 8. If you miss the show on the air, you can listen to each episode online at classicalsouthflorida.org and join the On the Town blog on Tumblr to get all the details in the program on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. This is On the Town. I'm Scott Blankenship.